It's still the most wonderful time of the year, Tuesday, January 2nd, 2018. We are in the Christmas octave. Yeah, it's still Christmas. We'll talk about that with Archbishop Bernard Hebda from the Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis, coming up in the next half hour of Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. And on this first Tuesday of 2018, Father Rocky is here later this morning to answer your questions of faith on our first Morning Air edition of Go Ask Your Father for 2018. Brand new year we have made, and we get an extra gift as Catholics because we have the beginning of our liturgical year at the beginning of December generally for Advent. So we make spiritual resolutions and we make resolutions probably in our secular lives here. So we got both of those together. Now the key to keep them going and to achieve your best when we meet in 12 days or 24 days or a few months from now. Jim Otremba is going to help us with that. Ways, four simple ways to achieve your best in this new year of 2018. Jim is a member of our Morning Family and a licensed independent clinical social worker based in Minnesota. Happy New Year, Jim.
Well, thank you. To you too, John. It's great being with you. Thank you so much.
The family have a great Christmas. Of course, we're still in the Christmas octave. We're still celebrating right now, as I'm sure you and the family are doing.
That's why I love being a Catholic. You know, we celebrate seasons, and I just absolutely love it. Yeah, we keep our tree up, right, you know, till January 6th, and we're celebrating, and we're still thinking about how Jesus Christ comes into our life. You know, 2,000 years ago, he broke into our brokenness, and he still does the same thing today by the power of his Holy Spirit. That's to be celebrated. That's an octave. We gotta celebrate this.
And that's a great foundation, a great spiritual foundation as we go into 2018 to achieve our best spiritually and also in our secular lives for the new year. And if you need that little spiritual tune-up, we get a lot of questions, Jim, as I'm sure you do, about spiritual direction.
Yeah. You know, I do get direction. I do get questions about that. I sometimes people ask me if I am a spiritual director, and I really find that this is one of the best ways to make it a great year this year, really, is to get a spiritual director. And when I give retreats, my wife and I give marriage retreats around the nation, and, you know, sometimes people, well, frequently they'll come up and they'll talk to me and they'll, you know have questions, et cetera, et cetera. And one time this guy came up and he said, "This is really good information. Thank you. I'm actually doing most of this." And I said, "Great. Praise the Lord." He said, "Except for I don't have a spiritual director." I said, "Oh, well, what should you do about that? You know, what do you want to do about that? You know," and this was just a small retreat day. And so we talked a little bit about that because spiritual direction is really powerful. You know, if you look historically, God works one-on-one with just a handful of people historically. You know, before Jesus, you know, you're thinking about Abraham and Moses and Elijah, right? You're thinking about the prophets. After Jesus, it's still just a very small handful of people. You know, it's Mary, Joseph. And then, of course, Jesus, while he's on this earth, he worked with the apostles one-on-one. But after his death, it's a very, very small population, you know, where he works one-on-one. Now, he did appear to those over 500 after his resurrection, but I'm talking about this intimacy of one-on-one. So you're talking about Paul during his conversion. He appeared to him. You know, and so after his death, he has relied on the church, the body of Christ. You know, his body, we belong to the body of Christ through baptism. And that this is the way God has set it up. And so when you have a spiritual director, you're really relying on a safe, holy, healthy relationship to help you discern the will of God for you. That's what it is. It's so very important. And if you're thinking about, you know, any goals for the new year, because a lot of people think about goals, you know, please add this one to the top if you don't have one. Now, if you have one, please pray for the people who do not have one, because they're out there, and I think we all need a spiritual director.
And you also mentioned retreats, those days of reflection that will be coming up in the next few months in our dioceses right across the United States. And again, if you've not been to one, I absolutely guarantee it, as sure as we're sitting here, Jim Otremba, 23 after the hour on Tuesday, January 2nd, 2018, it will absolutely transform your life, and you will have a romance with Jesus.
They really do transform your life, yes. Indeed, we have to remember God's intimate and infinite love for each one of us as God's children. And retreats are that time of the you know, year, whenever you're going to go, if you're going to go during the Christmas season, if you want to go during Lent, or you want to go during, you know, Easter, it doesn't matter when you go, it matters that you go. And I like to say we're not going to advance unless we retreat. And even while Jesus was on this earth, he would frequently go and take time and spend with Abba alone. Now, this is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so if he needed it, don't you think we need it as well?
Right, exactly. No. We got to keep reminding ourselves of that.
Yeah.
We don't give ourselves a break, Jim, ever.
Yeah. We don't, John. I mean, we need to. We really need to. We need to. Now, a retreat can be half a day. If an overnight retreat kind of scares you right now, that's understandable if you've never done it before. Okay, it can be half a day. You know, go to a retreat center. I mean, or, you know, go hang out at your church. Ask your priest if it's not open, you know, and he'll be happy to open it up. And, you know, if you want to do that to start, you know. But yeah. I really do believe in overnight retreats. They're very powerful methods. And in fact, I own a state licensed clinic, and we go on retreat every year as a staff because it's really important. I also give retreats. I love doing retreats. So, but I also love going on retreats because it's very important. It's one of those critical things to do.
Sure.
If we're looking to make it a great year.
Jim Otremba with us, a licensed independent clinical social worker on this Tuesday morning at 25 after the hour, four ways to achieve your best in this new year of 2018. You mentioned time, and perhaps a lot of us have made New Year's resolutions to give ourselves more time, goes back to our last point, or our families more time. But let's expand that a little bit, because we talk about our time, talent, and treasure, all of those gifts that God has given us, has blessed us with his providence, and how we might think of sharing those in 2018.
Absolutely. You know, if you haven't already, I would invite everybody to pray about tithing. If you're listening right now and you're thinking, well, you know, let me hear more about that, Jim. You know, really, I mean, in a bell curve, statistically, Catholics are very, very low on tithing. And if that's not you, praise the Lord. And if you are tithing, that's awesome. Praise the Lord. And then pray for those people who aren't. Again, not in a judgmental way. That's not, we don't ever pray for people in a judgmental way. We just pray that people open up their hearts more and more to be a stewardship of their time, treasure, and talent. So a good practice is to give 5% to your parish, you know, your local parish, and then 5% to another wonderful charity doing God's work. So, like, I love Relevant Radio, for example. You know, you do the 5% tithe to Relevant Radio, or Catholic Charities, or, you know, I mean, there's so many different, wonderful organizations that are building the kingdom of God. And really, here's the key. I mean, when we do this, it's so good to do. God desires this. You know, God just desires this. And when we do, you can't all give God. God's a creator of giving. And so God always abundantly blesses it. Now, if 10%, you say, well, I can't afford that, Jim, then start somewhere. You know, just start at sort of 5%. You know, give 2.5% to your local parish and 2.5% somewhere else, with the idea of 2018 to just slowly increase that, because God will abundantly bless that. I guarantee that, because God is faithful.
Absolutely. As Father Rocky always says, and it brings a smile to my face, but it's true. When people ask, well, how much should I give, Father? And he says, you give till you smile.
And that's
absolutely true. Absolutely true. Just before, on the Friday before Christmas, we were talking with Father Jerry Murray at Church of the Holy Family in New York City, and we were talking about something that I'm sure you have seen, especially this time of the year, people dealing with loneliness in these shorter days and here in this octave of Christmas. And Father Murray said, if you truly feel lonely, he said, get in touch with your pastor, get in touch with the priests, and find out about those who are lonely in the parish, and maybe you can give, again, the gift of your time, he said. Or another thing is, come to daily Mass. And for those of you who are daily Mass goers, you know what Father is talking about, but there really is that intimacy with Christ at a daily Mass that even in the confines of your own church is going to be a lot different if there are 30 worshipers as opposed to 300.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, to have an increase in Mass attendance this new year would be absolutely wonderful. If your schedule does not allow that because you're in a rural area, that's understandable. Or if you just can't because of work. But then, you know what? Here's another challenge laid out before us, I think, to make this year great. Spend daily time in Scripture. You know, that is so important. Scripture is our daily bread, and we need it every day. And this is where I love the Relevant Radio app. Download that app. It's free. Okay, I use it. Download the app. Click on Mass readings. And you can use that to pray with your family. You can read. You can use the Mass readings if you're not able to get to Mass. But definitely, you know, have a goal of attending daily Mass more frequently than this year, because the Eucharist, again, is the only sacrament of initiation that we repeat. And that's very important. Baptism, confirmation, and the Eucharist, those are three sacraments of initiation. We only repeat one of them. And the reason we do that, of course, is because we forget who we are. We forget that we're members of the body of Christ, that we're holy sons and daughters of God, and we need Jesus' blood and body, you know, the body and blood of Christ, to transform us into who we are through our baptism as members of the body of Christ.
And one of the things that you should know if you're a brand new listener to Relevant Radio on this first Tuesday of 2018, you are not alone. And if you need a little help to achieve your best in the new year with spiritual goals and, yeah, even some secular goals, just let us know here on Morning Air at 888-914-9149. That's our Catholic Order of Foresters studio line. You can also send us email, morningair@relevantradio.com, because we pray with you. We pray with you for a lot of the difficulties that you may be facing. We also pray with you for the joys in your life as well, but always know that you're not alone. And Jim Otremba is one of our trusted voices who will help you as well as a licensed independent clinical social worker based in Minnesota. CatholicFamilyResources.com is his website, CatholicFamilyResources.com. Jim, thank you. Happy New Year.
Yes, make it a blessed day.
29 after, it's Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.